3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. Hey, all I can say is Shaga Ilembe. Yes, it's a warm welcome to yet another episode of the exciting DSTV pod. And today we are talking all things Shaga Ilembe. My name is Larry Quiridai, and every 2 weeks you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and its associated products, giving you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Get it? Feel every moment. I really do love myself, but I love this episode even more. Well, I mean, I love all the episodes, but this one, yes, iyakapenga, my way, your way. I have the exciting interview with Nomza Mombatha, who plays Queen Nandi in Shaga Ilembe, and she's also the Great Fruit executive producer. So many insights from an interview we had with her this past week. There is also a poetry performance by Albert Nyati. Yes, Imbongi. And some exciting news about the ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier that is happening in Zimbabwe. Let's get into the pod. So before I have the exciting interview with Nomza Mombatha, yes, you can see I'm so excited. Shaga Ilembe is a 12th episode primetime television series which tells the origin story of the famous Zulu King and the events and people that shaped his remarkable early life. It was created for Mzansi Magic by Bomb Productions and fully funded by MultiChoice. Ilembe launches on Mzansi Magic on Sunday, 18 June at 2000 hours and is available to DSTV Premium, Compact Plus, Compact and Family subscribers. So that means you can get it for as little as $19 going, and you'll have access to the show. New episodes will be screened weekly. Just to tell you, Lebohang Tsipa plays Shaga, and I said, of course, Nomza Mombatha, Princess, and then later on, Queen Anandi. We caught up with Nomza Mo, who is also the executive producer, and she has awesome things to say about why it was important to tell the story, what the work that was done to get the story right, and why and what it was like for her working on it.
New and exciting.
So, Nomza Mo, starting off, why this story?
Larry, I'm so happy that we get to have this conversation. You know, the story for us is so important because we get to put out into the world a TV series that is from the African continent of this scale, of this magnitude, of this excellent cinematography, of this incredible ensemble performance piece, of this incredible creativity, sportsmanship that has come together, and of this epic, epic scale to truly show ourselves as worthy contenders when it comes to telling our stories for us, by us, and in our way, from our gaze, from our perspective. And we really hope that it becomes something that is going to be truly loved and supported.
So tell us about your role as Queen Nandi, as well as, of course, the executive producer for this amazing story, and what work was done to make it come to life.
My experience was incredibly exciting, but also equally nerve-wracking, because, you know, the challenge of trying to balance both arms, you know, it wasn't like a support role, it was also a lead role. So there was a lot that I felt was heavy on my shoulders in terms of how I wanted to best portray the character and really bringing her to the foreground and doing my very, very best. And of course, executive producing, it's my first time. And of course, for a project of the scale and magnitude was a very daunting task, but I was able to lean on the rest of the team and also trust in my own instincts and trust in the fact that one is able to be able to spearhead ideas and spearhead conversations around funding and bringing this project to life. So I'm very grateful for it, and I hope I've done myself proud, and I hope that I've done everybody else who's a supporter of my journey proud. Oh, I don't think she's left me. I don't think Queen Nandi has left me. Princess Nandi is still within me. Queen Nandi is still within me, and I'm grateful. I think when it comes to the similarities, we both share a passion for standing up for something that is much greater than ourselves. I think she detested injustice and was able to go in the face of the wildest battles and be able to hold her ground. She taught me so much, and with the research that I had to do on the character building and who she was from what history books say and from what folklore says, from what the royal family says and from what her family says, and reading Izibongo Zakhe, for me it was really just an encounter, and it continues to be an encounter, and I truly hope that the rest of the world gets to encounter this woman.
And how did you get this incredible cast?
We didn't need to do much convincing. I think I speak for a lot of us when I say, if we weren't being paid, we would have done it for free. That's how passionate we are about the story and about the people that we get to portray.
And finally, what can the world expect with this epic series?
Oh, the world can experience it. The world can expect to experience utter excitement. Yes, to excitement. I think everyone is looking forward to it. It is full of love. It's full of passion. It's full of drama. It's full of action. It presents so many nuances of who we are as a people and the building of the Zulu nation. There's so much pride, a deep sense of pride that everyone who's had the opportunity to see it so far has been feeling. And of course, the trailers have been doing extremely well. We also wanted to give a perspective of the African experience so that it's not a gaze of the outsider, but it's a point of view from the insider, the person who is the custodian of the story, the person who has lived and breathed this culture, who is from the African soil. And that's really our motto has always been, it's for the Africans and by the Africans. And for as long as we do our people proud, then we would have done the story justice. Of course, it's a story that is massive, that means so much to so many people around the world. And so we were very careful in that. We wanted to make sure that the language was textured, wanted to make sure that the language truly represented the 1700s and the 1800s. We wanted to make sure that the characters also tell the point of view of the custodians and of its people. We wanted to show also a pre-colonial Africa and that it was a civilized society.
Need an easier way to pay your DStv account? There's Mukuru for that. DStv payments can be made at over 200 Mukuru branches and booths across all towns in Zimbabwe, from Harare to Mutare, Kwekwe to Kariba. Plus, pay as little as $1 in fees when paying with Mukuru. Simply WhatsApp +263 867 700 9604 and select the buy pay option to get started. Mukuru.
Udlunga nekandaba odlunga emanxulumeni kwazikwasisa amanxulumo esebekelana umjokene nekandaba usala kutshelwa usala kunyenyezelwa usishaka kasishayeki unodumehle zikamenzi sigidi 1000 men in one man Shaka Zulu ilembe leqhamanya amalembe ngokukhalipha othe sadle ezinye uwadle ezinye wathe sadle ezinye wadle ezinye.
Oh, thanks a lot to both Nomza Mombata for that exciting interview and to Ubaba Albert Nyati for that performance. Now, please note that Shaka Ilembe is primarily an entertainment title. Further, the series is a fictional interpretation of historical events. However, producers BOM have taken care to ensure that Nguni culture, is authentically portrayed. We had a private viewing in Zimbabwe, in Harare, for the media, and it was everything we expected times 10. Viewers will be able to follow an epic story that captures a grand and dramatic history, a story of kings, queens, prophets, warriors. My prophets are you know, they were there for all that time, and schemers. Yeah. Nowadays, to what my hate entity. It's a story of love and romance, of conflict, betrayal and sacrifice and more, as encapsulated in the series tagline, A Destiny Worth Fighting For. As one of the biggest productions ever undertaken by the Multitudes Group, Shaka Ilembe was filmed entirely on location for 150 days in rural KwaZulu-Natal, the Eastern Cape, and on the purpose-built set in Gauteng. 9,000 people were employed throughout the 6 years in which, you know, there was research and then also filming, and 50% of those companies were women-led. So a lot of work was making sure was done to make sure there was a lot of inclusivity in this. Mzansi Magic Shaka Ilembe series is a sweeping dynasty saga that encompasses the Zulu, Elangeni, Hlubi, Mthethwa, Qwabe, and Ndwandwe kingdoms. The Zulu monarch King MsiZulu kaZwelithini and the former King Goodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu and the members of the royal household were engaged and updated as filming of the series progressed. Shaka Ilembe is primarily filmed in isiZulu, but the series will be subtitled in English so that non-Zulu audiences can also enjoy this compelling African story. Shaka Ilembe launches, as I say before, on Mzansi Magic on Sunday, June 18 at 2000 hours and is available to DSTV Premium, Compact Plus and Compact and Family subscribers. This is from $19 upwards that you can follow the epic story of Shaka Ilembe.
If you're a DSTV Premium customer, there's no reason you shouldn't add Showmax to your DSTV bill. It won't cost a thing.
That's good news.
Yup, DSTV Premium customers get Showmax at no extra cost. Get local Showmax originals, box sets, and shows you won't find anywhere else for nothing. Don't believe us? We'll show you.
Really?
Download the MyDSTV app now to add Showmax to your bill and get all of Showmax and none of the cost with DSTV Premium.
So just a quick update on something exciting that's coming over. Also launching on 18 June 2023 is the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Qualifier 2023, which is being held in Harare and Bulawayo. 10 countries, including Zimbabwe, are vying for the 2 slots for the main event in India this coming October. All matches will be screened on SuperSport, so you don't miss Zimbabwe's hunt for the big prize. And guess what? The SuperSport Cricket Channel has been made available on the DSTV Compact Package. The open window will last from 17 June to 9 July, which is the day of the final. Makeke!
Ha! My friends and family Yako in South Africa can pay for your DSTV subscription in rands at all ShopRite, Checkers, and Pick and Pay outlets or any Kazang Pay Point. They'll just need to request a pay at bill payment from the cashier when they name your package that they'll be paying for. And check that the country code 11687 is used before the first 10 digits of your smart card number. Keep the family engaged and connected to the power of great entertainment.
And that's that. And once again, first of all, before I go, thanks a lot to Nomza Mombata. Yes, thank you very much. And also to Ubaba Albert Nyati for giving us really that amazing poem of his. But if you've got any cool ideas, tips and questions, even just want to say hi, well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it is at DSTV Zimbabwe. Remember to keep checking there for awesome content and competitions. These days, as always, not about these days. You can also tag me with the hashtag DSTVpod, and you can use my Twitter handle being at Quirirai with a Y I and at the end. Not on social media, well, just email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za, and that includes, you know, who you'd like me to have on the show next. Drop us a line on those contacts. That is so old school. Drop us a line. It reminds me of the old days when I used to listen to radio. Like, drop us a line. Yeah. Well, I know, get and stay connected to DSTV for awesome content, including Shaka Ilembe and the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup, both launching on the 18th of June. But as I say, from where I come from, I see Luisa Sebenza. My name is Larry Quirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now. And thanks so much for listening.